please and please and please, I beg you to listen to the end of this podcast. Whether you believe in the same candidate I do or not, it's not about the candidate, but about the reason why I support the candidate. And I promise you, if you are a Nigerian, you might have not heard of this reason. It's not a reason you hear, I promise you. So please bear with me while I go through this podcast. My name is Adamu Muhammad Dankore, and I endorse Atiku Abubakar for president of Nigeria come February 16th, 2019. Please, no insult. I urge you, if you don't agree with me, so let's say you support a different candidate, and you feel like talking to me, critique my points and tell me the reasons why. Insult is not an argument. Insult is not. For example, if I say, oh, that is a yellow chair, even if it doesn't look yellow, for example, you say, okay, you know, without calling me or insulting me, calling me names, you would say, well, why do you think that is yellow? And then I will tell you if I know, instead of insult. So those are, and of course, if you think I'm wrong, they will say, no, that is not yellow, because you see, green plus red gives us yellow, and, you know, I tested this, that is not. Those are not the components, the color components. Those are what argument is. Insult, you don't know what you are saying, those are not arguments, right? And honestly, I wouldn't know how to respond to that kind of thing, because they're not arguments. Except, of course, if I want to follow suit, right? Now, I don't care about the party. I really don't even care about the person I'm endorsing. Really. And that's why I think my argument is different from what you might have heard. So please keep listening. What do I care about? Is morality. And I'll explain what that is. That is the main reason why I am supporting Atiku Abubakar. Because I feel he's the best candidate so far to go in and help reduce the immorality happening in our government. Okay. What is immorality? What is morality? Morality, see it as like sin and no sin. You are probably religious, or you probably belong to one of the major religions of the world. You know what that is? You might know what a sin is, part of at least many. So stealing is bad, right? To rape someone is bad, isn't it? Those are really huge sins. So that is what it is. I'm choosing Atiku because I think he understands a little bit, at least better than everyone out there, about this concept of sin and no sin. Actually, no. To be honest with you, I have not heard him give the reasons as such. But he understands that taking powers away from government and giving it to the states, to the local government, or even back to the people is better than if federal government does things or government do things. So that's eventually what I'm leading up to. So really, that's the reason. That is my focus today. That I'm going to tell you why I'm choosing Atiku. So what is that morality? And how on earth does a sin or no sin pertains government? Adamu, you are out of your mind. Yeah, I know. When I told someone about this, at least two of my own best friends, when I told them, they got all hyper and started throwing insults. No argument at all. So I promise you won't be the first. And even me, I didn't understand this till recently. Recently as last year that I fully embrace it. And I think you might be thankful for me. So please keep listening. So the way I approach things, right? Not just government. And I think even if you don't believe in God, this might work for you as well. Like, let's start separating things based on one core belief that almost everyone thinks is bad, no matter your affiliation, tribe, anything. That is no consent. No consent means when you do things without taking permission from someone. So stealing falls on that category. Stealing is no consent. What does a thief do? Does? Well, they go in and takes people's stuff without telling them, like without their consent. So like without them. So for example, if I need your stuff, I need to come and ask you if you want to give me. If you say, all right, I will take this stuff, I give it to you, that is consent. So stealing is no consent. What about rape? Rape too is no consent, right? That means you are trying to force someone to have sex with them, right? So those are bad, regardless really of your affiliation. Most people in the world will categorize that as bad. Most people. So let's start from that basic. And that is how I view and filter good things and bad things. Really. That is my first step. Oh, okay. Let's say you bring an idea. Adamu, let's do this, let's do that. Are we gonna force someone to do it? That is without their permission? If no, oh yeah, tell me about it. But as soon as you say yes, I'll say, oh, stop it. I don't need to listen. Because I don't care about what the outcome might be. Even if it is to be the richest person on earth, I don't care. I truly do not. Once you tell me that thing involves applying force, I'll say, I will stop you. We are done discussing. Now, if you tell me no, it does not, I'll say, oh, tell me more. Maybe it's a business idea, you know, or at least a business that doesn't involve no seeking permission. And that is how it is through that I choose, that I endorse Atiku. Not because he understands this concept, no. Because what he's going to do, or what he might do, because I don't know what anyone is going to do, what he's saying he will do would help bring things to the peaceful means. So like, for example, Atiku say he will restructure Nigeria, right? If you're not sure, please go to YouTube, listen to his videos, go to his website, atiku.org. You see these things. He will restructure Nigeria. Well, what is restructure? Restructure is basically trying to bring powers closer to the people, right? And is a step towards peace. It's not peace, but it's a step towards peace, towards a peaceful means. Yeah, towards a peaceful means. So, I lost my train of thought. That won't be the first time though. So that's why I am choosing, endorsing who I'm endorsing today. So that's how I filter things, people. Please. So as you listen, everything I'll mention from right now on is based on this filtering. If anything require force, is bad. Don't tell me, I don't care. If it doesn't, then yeah, let's discuss. Now, the entirety of government requires force. This might be new to you, but government itself is a system that do things using force. If this is new to you, if you don't know what this is, I urge you to go and listen to my pre-endorsement video. I explain this. And my other, did I say video? No, audio, my podcast. There are other tons of podcasts that I did explaining why government is violence. So I urge you please to go listen. But the way government provide you education, right? Provides you education, they do it through violence. So how do they get the money? It's through violence. Well, the short summary is, has anyone ever come and seek your consent before they do things and uphold your consent? So, for example, when you were born, you know, you reach adult age, if you are, has anyone come and tell you, okay, you see, this land in Nigeria belongs to the government. Do you agree? If you don't agree, okay, you can keep your land. Just keep it. If you agree, then you agree that government should keep and hold the land for you. Has anyone ever asked you that? No. Now, what you are probably used to is voting. Someone will say they want to do this, someone will say they want to do that, and then you go vote. But if the person you are voting didn't win, no one is going to return your land, right? Whatever it is that you are after will not be refunded to you. You won't get it. I know you might be bringing, well, it's our forefathers that built the country. It doesn't belong to us. They know better. I will stop you right there and say, if you've ever done business with serious business, you know that something like that doesn't exist. So, for example, I can't come to you and say, you know, you are selling cars. You know what, these cars, my ancestors have something to do with these cars. They made agreement long time before that if you own cars right now, I can come and collect it. It's, we can share the thing. It also belongs to me. So therefore, yeah, come. Give me your cars. Because someone in the past has agreed that any wealth generated in this particular environment is my own. It's ours, rather. Have you ever seen such a thing in the real world? How people interact? If you have, please tell me. And you take me to that car dealer so that I can get my own share. It never happened. I have not heard any place that kind of philosophy exists. But unfortunately, that's what government is. So we envision this idea that we will build a place, we will surround a place and call it our own, and anybody who is born in that place has to obey what someone 60 years ago has signed, whether or not you like it. Yeah, that doesn't happen in reality. So anything government does is force, because you cannot disagree, right? You cannot disagree and keep your disagreement. You cannot. You have to go with what the majority wants. For more in-depth detail about this concept of why government is force, I urge you to listen to my other podcast. But that is the basic summary of why government is force. Now let's go back to my filter. Did you remember my filter? I filter good things and bad things based on force. If something requires force, boop, aside. If it doesn't, at least I welcome it. It agrees with my philosophy. Unfortunately, government doesn't. Government is violence. And so it falls on the side of bad things. So you might ask yourself, why on earth am I endorsing someone who is going to go into this system that survives based on violence? Why am I doing that if I don't believe in it? Honestly, yeah, that's a good point. My answer is, I don't know. The alternative I have is worse. Like, how I can get back my right? That's what I'm after. Like, how I can get back my own rights to own my stuff, to do my things? I can't get it the way I would want. And the best way, which is still worse, is through democracy. So this is what I want. I want no government, because government is violence, right? I don't support government. Again, refer to my filter. So I want no government, but I can't do that in Nigeria. I can't say, hey, government, this is my land. You can't come. I don't need to register the land with you. It's my own. Leave me alone. It can't happen. It cannot happen, because I have to obey a constitution that was signed many, many years ago by people that my own agreement, my own consent wasn't sought after. Are you getting me? I can't do that. So what is the least violent means to achieve that aim for me? Is through democracy, unfortunately, is through government. The other alternative is to go shoot and kill everybody and then secure my land and then prevent others to do that. But guess what? I won't do that. Why? Because I don't support violence. That method is bad for me, so I won't do that. So I filter it bad. I can't. My hands are tight. It's like you are in a forest. This side there are tigers. This side lions. This side snakes. And you have to choose which path to follow. You need to get out. You would choose the path of least resistance. Those are your options. So that is how it is to me. And that is why I'm embracing government democracy to get to that my aim of freedom, of less, of no violence. If you are with me so far, you are doing great, my dear. And please keep listening. I promise you, remember, I say you might have never listened to this before. Am I keeping up to my promise? Okay, if your heart is boiling, keep on going. Please don't use your mind. Don't use your emotions. Try to borrow me your mind. Now, so that's why I have to go through democracy to achieve that aim. I don't have any other option. Now, that gets me to my next point, which is, so who will help me achieve that? Who would help me reach a system that doesn't require violence? Because I don't want to live with violence. I don't want to be achieving things with violence. Right? Who will help me get there? If I want education for my kids, I want a peaceful means to get that education. Right now, I have to, most Nigerians get educated by government, formal education at least. And how, what is government? Government is violence. So we are achieving good thing with bad means. And we all know that is bad. We all know, even if you are not religious, you all know that stealing is bad, rape is bad. Stealing, rape, and government, morally they are the same. Meaning, do they require force or not? Yes, they do. So they are morally the same. So who would help me educate my children without using violence? That is my ultimate system. Who would help me get a system that when I need roads, I don't need violence to achieve that road? Do they get me? Am I making sense? Who would help me when I need defense? When I need police? Who would help me get to a system that I don't need violence to achieve that? That is what I want. And Atiku is the closest to that. But mind you, Atiku, I am 100%, okay, I shouldn't say 100%. From what I know, he does not understand the concept, this concept that government is force. I don't think he does. So really, I don't think any politician in Nigeria filter what is good in politics, what is good and bad through the filter of, is it violent or not? I don't think so. If there is, please let me know. So this is revolutionary. And this is something that the system is hiding from you. I don't blame you if you don't know. So, where am I at again? Anyway, so that is the system I want to reach. No violence. Now, Atiku, better than President Buhari, than anyone else out there, preaches way for me to get there. Like, what is some of the things he's advocating? Not all of them. Like, one or two things he's advocating helps me get there. For example, how do I get there to that, my ultimate sweet land? Is one. Well, okay, check this out. My aim is not to use government to do anything. That is my goal. Everything that you can think of, defense, police, anything, I don't want to use government to do it. I want to do it without violence, without government. Well, how would you do it? It's one, you need to say, government, don't do that. You need to write it in the constitution to say, well, government, you don't do this. Let the people do it. So that's one. Or two, not closer to number one, is to say, okay, federal government, you are the one in charge of police. How about we give it to states for now? Let it be closer to the people. You see, that power is getting closer to me. One day I will grab it out of the hands of government. I don't know if that my goal and how I want to achieve it is, if it's making any sense to you. Okay? I want to achieve no government to do things, but the way to do that, I have to follow the constitution to tell the government not to do that thing. That is the only most peaceful way I have. The other way is to go and kill everybody. But because that way is violence, I don't support that. So here we are. So Atiku wants to restructure Nigeria. For example, agriculture, he mentioned. He talks about our natural resources. All of this, he wants to give back states. And he really understands that. That is the reason, that is the difference between him and others. Others just say it. They might have that in their manifesto, but they just say it. They don't really understand that. Because you can tell when someone talks about something, right? So yeah. Atiku wants to, for example, like I said, he mentioned agriculture. He wants to give it to states. Well, if he takes agriculture out of the hands of federal government and gives it to states, at least most of the powers of agriculture, that means agriculture is closer to me. Then in the future, I can vote for someone who will take it and give it to local government and then to my community. And then finally to say, you know what? We don't need government to do it. Gradually like that. Peacefully. Just through voting. The process is still violence. Remember, anything through government is violence. So therefore, I shouldn't say peacefully, but it's the least violent means available to me. Now, maybe Atiku might not do this. You might be right. And then the same thing. I don't know if any other person will do that. It's just really a gamble, to be honest with you. It's just really a gamble. It's just a gut feeling that I have. That, okay, maybe this guy might do this. I don't have any power to see the future, that he would do it, he might not. Okay? But I have to use my gut to see if somebody actually understands it. At least that is something that I can start with. I say, okay, this one understands it. I'm voting for this guy. That guy doesn't understand it. How would you do something that I don't understand? Okay, I'm not voting for him. So that's the reason. I don't hate Buhari. In fact, I really pity him. He's trying to make a system that is inherently violent. It's like you trying to enter a mafia and try to reform a mafia, like try to use a mafia to do good. Good luck. Mafia is a system that survives based on force. They rob people and help others protect their homeland. But it's going to be very hard for you to achieve that. Because something that is based on violence is really difficult to do good in it. So I really pity him. I pity any politician who is trying to do good into a system that requires force. There's probably going to be part two of this. So I'm going to try to wrap up. So that's why I don't hate anybody. No, any personal listing. My only thing is, this is my aim. And someone understands this a little. The guy that understands it most is the guy voting for an article. Absolutely falls into that category. You don't have to vote for him. But if you agree with me, go out there and search for people to see who among them is favoring a return of powers to you or to your communities or to your state. That is the markers, how to know. I'm going to try to wrap up. I think I'll probably, like I said, do part two. I'm sure I'm missing stuff. Now, to boost you before you stop listening, if you do your own research, the countries that are more freer do better in peace and prosperity. Because freedom is that kind of condition that is no force. So countries that give power to its people more are actually doing better. But the people have to embrace it, have to embrace that kind of system. Otherwise, Government is just the product of the thinking of the people. So yeah, if you want to be successful, more freedom, man. More freedom, more freedom. Freedom means absence of force. It's a system that doesn't require force to do things. You want education? Do it peacefully. That is it. So you are in control. That is what that means. Essentially, what I'm preaching is you being in control 100% of your life. That is it. I don't think I'm a bad person if I want you to control your life. Am I? Okay, maybe. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. And I will most probably talk to you soon. Bye-bye.